could you produce the kind of molecular changes you're talking about in an ocean?
Ah, well, that's a very interesting question. If you've got 10,000 people to focus on a particular body of water, could you, in fact, change the water? I don't have an answer to that. I'd love to do the experiment.
Well,
I think I'd start with a pond. I don't know.
Stephen,
our
oceans right now are in big trouble. We've got about 200 dead zones around the world right now in the world's oceans. And, of course, they affect everything. Water is life. And if our oceans are in trouble, we're in trouble. And so it's a relevant question.
It's a very relevant question. And, by the way, the thing that's really going to kill us is that the oceans are becoming more acidic as a result of the absorption of the water of the carbon that's in the atmosphere, which is making the water more acidic, the ocean water more acidic, at the same time as the temperature of the water is rising as a result of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things are a real double whammy, which are now killing all of the coral reefs around the world. And if you think about that for a second, you realize that if the coral reefs go, the whole ecosystem goes. In the Permian, about 250 million years ago, apparently these exact same circumstances killed off 95% of the life in the ocean. So, yes, this is a very serious problem. You want to talk about conspiracies. The water crisis that is coming down the line like a roaring train, nobody talks about. It's just
no, they don't. We of course we take water for granted, Stephen. We turn on the tap in America,
exactly.
And you can be sure you're going to get nice, clean water. That's not necessarily the truth where I am, by the way. But in America,
that's a synchronicity, Art. I just wrote a column for Explore, the Journal of Science and Healing. I write a regular column for them, and my first sentence was almost exactly word for word what you just said.
Really?
Yes. That's a very interesting little synchronicity right in and of itself. Yeah, that was what struck me.
It is. So, again, it seems to me that there's a wide open field for where your research, where your experimentation could go from here. What a wide field.
Yes, and it's going in a lot of different directions. For instance, David Orbach and Jennifer Green, who are going to speak at this conference on the 2nd to the 5th of November, they have been working with these vortices that were originally described by a man named Victor Schauberger and another man named Schwenk, who was an anthroposophist, a follower of Rudolf Steiner. And they have shown that when you move water through a what's called a flow form, a kind of fountain arrangement in which it produces these vortices, these little sort of like when the toilet flushes, you know, and it forms that circle going down, that's a kind of vortice.
Yes.
That when you produce vortices which match the natural arrangement of water, that it occurs in the natural state when it's flowing in streams, that water produces, for instance, increased growth in plants. It seems to be more healthful. One of the experiments that I did, and I want to do again, is I had a flow form, a kind of this structure where the water flows down, and I put it in a greenhouse, which I split in two, and on one half of the greenhouse I had the flow form, which is like a big slanted thing where the water ran down, and on the other side I just put a gutter at the same slant level, and I took seeds that I broke randomly into two pots and two groups, planted them in the greenhouse. The greenhouse had a plastic wall between the two halves, and I measured the growth of the seeds that were watered by the water of the flow form compared to the water that just went down the gutter. And they were 27% larger. The flow form plants were 27% larger than the regular plants, the control plants.